So what's been out of the time that you've spent campaigning, rather than the time that you've spent, you know, in the office or taking care of things that way, what's been the most fun for you to get out and talk to people?
One of the things that I've really enjoyed is being an incumbent. I understand the way that the city works, and I understand how to get things done. So as I've been walking and talking to folks, many people have pointed out issues or asked about things that they didn't ever contact me about before. I'm there at their door, and I say, is there anything that you need some help with? Is there something I can help you out with? I always point out to them, first of all, that they can get in touch with me at any time, because mm-hmm. the phone number that's on the city website is my contact info. Mm-hmm. It's my home number.
Yeah.
But then people will point out issues. Say, in East Culver City, there were some folks that were concerned about the amount of dust that blows off of the construction site of the expo line.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very easy to, in a couple of weeks, get dust screens along the ends of the cul-de-sacs of two of those streets.
Great.
That's just one example.
And then you have happy constituents.
That's what I've been doing for
tangible
4
evidence.
Years.
Yes,
it's
yes.
what I've been doing for 4 years, and some of the people who I run into, of course, are people who have contacted me before and mm-hmm. who I've been able to help out. And they know that they can always, you know, they can always come to me with, mm-hmm. with something else, ideas, issues.
Yeah, yeah. So with the mayoral rotation turning at the end of the month, are we looking at Mayor Chris Armenta, or do we know how that's going to play out?
I'd be very happy to support Chris. Chris is going to be a good mayor.
Great.
Yeah.
All right.
That's my expectation.
All right.
I hope I'm on the council to nominate him. Take nothing for granted, so that's why I put it that way.
Absolutely, absolutely. And with Gary Silvinger terming out, what would you say about the time that you've spent working with him?
Gary and I have frequently found ourselves in situations where there's been a lot of friction, which has always disappointed me, because we've been interested in achieving so many of the same goals. We just have a different way of going about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've been able to accomplish a lot by thinking things through.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice when we've had things that we both could believe in and work through together. One example is, for instance, issues of sustainability, something that's very important to me and it's very important to him. And we've served on the city's sustainability subcommittee for, I believe it's the past 2 years,
mm-hmm.
and that's always been fun. That's always been productive and fun.
Great, great. So, just to sum up, what does next Wednesday morning feel like to you?
Well, it takes a lot of work to run for office, and you add that on top of the amount of time and energy that it takes to serve Culver City as I believe it deserves to be served. So between that and the fact that I've got a family and a job, I think Wednesday morning is going to be a time of a lot of relief, and that's good. But it has been really enjoyable campaigning again. I've gotten the perspective of our different neighborhoods that only somebody who's campaigning can get,
mm-hmm.
walking and talking to people and understanding.
Just getting reconnected. Yeah, yeah.
And it's interesting after 4 years to see the changes that some of our neighborhoods have gone through. That really makes me feel good. Makes
great.
Me feel great about Culver City.
Good, good. Well, I'm sure I will see you on Tuesday evening, and best of luck.
Thank you.